se mulende na timi wala bosinga bongo nyule yo bami mo puti na na dibembo na si kwala kem
to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
Have you been looking to enter the world of fitness but not quite sure where to start? Try walking. It may seem simple, but walking, even just for 30 minutes a day, has immense health benefits. Walking improves cardiovascular and pulmonary fitness, reduces risk of heart disease and stroke, enhances management of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, joint and muscle pain, and diabetes. Not only that, but walking also contributes to stronger bones and improved balance, increased muscle strength and endurance, and a reduction in body fat. Walking is also a great opportunity to socialize with friends, catch up with family, listen to an awesome playlist, or even your favorite podcast. Not to mention, walking places instead of driving is a great way to reduce your carbon footprint and combat climate change. With the amount of benefits that walking has, you should consider adding walking into your daily routine. Whether in the morning, on your lunch break, or in the evening, make sure you stay in safe areas and don't hesitate to call a trusted friend or family member if you are feeling unsafe. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM, where we walk everywhere. Walking by myself.
My hands are cupped around a match. I'm just trying to keep the lights on. But lighthouse should not be in leak with the rocks, though at some point it's all uncharted waters. And I didn't see there, I didn't see there, I didn't see there, I didn't see there. With the martyrs.
Good afternoon, guys. How's it going? Apologies for the brief delay. This is Alternative Calls with DJ Blue Jay. Sorry about that. The parking situation on UVM campus right now seems to be rather atrocious. they closed off the lot that's right near Davis Center. I don't know what's going on. They said repaving, but it also says on the sign that should have been done a week ago. But, okay, enough of that. How's everybody doing today? Happy Independence Day. It's the 4th of July. I hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone didn't burn up in the sun over the last week or so. That'd be terrible. I don't know what I would do if all of you guys disappeared like that. I mean, I almost did. Right here, actually, real quick, I want to say, I'm here in the booth with my sister, Erin. Want to say hello, Erin?
Hello.
I'm not sure if you guys heard Erin. She's kind of in the background, but Erin, say hello. For these last 2 weeks that I've been off, I've been home on Long Island, visiting some friends, visiting some family, and brought one back up with me. So my sister, Erin, she's going to be in the booth with me today. She's going to have her own set later on, which is going to be fun. But real quick, we're going to do some weather. Today, on this lovely Independence Day, we have a high of 84 degrees Fahrenheit with a slight chance of showers around 2 to 3 p.m. Depending on the weather source you look at, some people say that it's more like a 5% at around 1 p.m., but there's a chance that we're going to get a brief small amount of rain later on, but it should pass, leading us into a cooler night tonight, a low of 63 degrees Fahrenheit, a little bit hazy, partly cloudy, leading in to the rest of the weekend and week with some weather in the mid-80s, a bit of a reprieve from the terrible, terrible 90s we were getting before. As for news, briefly I want to talk about and congratulate the Vermont Special Olympics team for bringing home lots of gold in the U.S. Special Olympics, the Special Olympics USA Games held in late June. Apparently, we had quite a lot of athletes competing there, bringing home a total of 16 medals in the categories of athletics, swimming, and unified basketball. So congratulations to everybody involved. Looking at an article about this from Vermont Digger, have a quote from Kelsey Conway, spokesperson for Special Olympics Vermont, saying, "This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They've got a lot of people back home rooting them on." And you know, even now, I'm super proud of all those who were able to make it there and showed everyone basically how awesome Vermont is and how, yeah, I think you got it. Yeah. Congratulations to everyone there. Okay, we're going to get into the set. Running a little bit late. It's 12:09 right now in the booth. So we're just going to get right into it. First song here, we got new song from the band King Ropes. Just found out about them recently. This one's called Reassurance. Hope that you guys enjoy. Thank you.
question of endurance. Something like standing in the rain. Cut from the cloth, cut quite severely. Is this my world? I no longer recognize. I'm hearing common words, common expressions, but nothing is common. People sleep amidst the slaughter. Why would they vote in favor of their own defeat? Get out to the well and check the water. Results were incomplete. Cut from the cloth. Another case to be eulogized. I'm breathing, breathing with no assistance, responding to stimuli. Can anyone explain these new laws of nature? Because they can't get out of the sea. Thank you.
Why would they fold up something so precious? Why would they sing in favor of their own defeat? Maybe they found their voice while out shopping. The price was hard.